Esmer Aleph, at the top line, Rabba Omar. So we brought a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, if after the Mishaporo, the person is chayiv on the shtar, because he still needs it. So the Mora said the first explanation, that they're arguing whether a person is allowed to keep, maintain a shtar which is paid in his home, in the Malva side. So if you hold knots, then you have no use. If you hold yes, you could use it as a bottle stop. Abaye says that they're arguing in the case of Mudah B'Shasha Kosway, whether it's Circle of Kaimer or not. So, and the case right here wasn't that they actually paid, is that the Loibas claim that it's paid. So the Loibas claim that it's paid. Does it have any use? So the Tanakhama says that when the Loibas admits that it's true, but then claims that he paid, he's believed. So the Malva has not, cannot use the shtar. Yehuda says that the Loibas is not believed to say Parati, and the Malva could use the shtar to collect. Rabba Omar de Kuliyama Moedah B'Shasha Kosovitz Shetzarech L'Kaimer. No, if the case was a case like you said, that the shtar was not Mekuyim, and the whole source of its kiyum, of its validity, is the Loibas admission, so the Malva would not be able to collect, because the Loibas is claiming that he paid. The Malva would have to bring independent proof that the shtar is valid, and then he could collect. But that's not the case over here. The case over here was a validated shtar, which, and when it says Mishapora, means that he actually paid. So what is the issue over here? V'hocha v'kosvin shaber k'miflagi. Tanakhama sober kosvin shaber. Yehuda sober and kosvin shaber. There was, what is the proper approach and how to deal with a paid shtar? Can the Malva say, I would like to keep hold on to the shtar, and I will write you a receipt? Now, by doing that, he's putting a burden of responsibility on the Loiva, and I'm going to make sure that he does not lose the receipt, because theoretically he could keep the document, try to use the document again. So he'd have to protect his receipt from damage by animals, by rats, etc., loss, etc. Can he put that responsibility on the Loiva or not? And therefore, the Loiva has a right to say, I don't want to do that, and give me back the shtar, and then burn the shtar. And the Malva says, I would like to keep the shtar to use as a bottle stop. I say, you're worried about me? So, here, I'll write you a shaver. So the Malva forced that onto the Loiva. So the Tanakhama says you can write it once the Loibah pays, and the Malva takes it out, so he's not chayiv. I look her, it's roy to use as a bottle stop. So Rashi learns about, one second, let me just look at Rashi again here. So the Malva is not going to use it anymore. The Loiva will.
Malva holds
the Tanakhama holds Kosen Shover.
So Malva, won't you use it as a
battle stop? Malva, he could. The issue is that, so that was, let's say for argument's sake, let's check, we'll have to look and go through Rashi again to make sure, that wasn't necessarily the normal usage. So the issue is, it's been paid and has not been returned to the Loiva yet. So it doesn't have, does the Malva have a need to return it to the Loiva? So if he does, he hold Ein Kosvin Shaber, the Malva's mechuyev to return it to the Loiva. So the Loiva has a right to say, I'm not going to pay until I get the shtar back. So he's mechuyev to, the Malva needs the shtar to return to the Loiva, because he holds Ein Kosvin Shaber. So Yehuda says, therefore, the shtar is still needed to, for the Malba to give back to the Loiva, so the Loiva has a right to say, I'm not going to, until I get that shtar, I'm not mechuyev to pay. And Rashi, it sounds like even he could say, if I don't get the shtar back, I have to get my money back. You have no right to hold on to the money and the shtar. So he needs the shtar to get back to the loiva, whereas the Tanna Kamma says he does not need the shtar to get back to the loiva. And the usage of lots of pietzel chlitzo was not a chosh of a usage that they would necessarily be mischayev with. So Rashi learns.
Okay, why would, if he hasn't, I missed that last part, why he wouldn't need the shtar? I mean, he always needs the shtar to get paid.
No, the case where the loiva paid.
Where he paid
already. According to Yehuda, Rashi says that the loiva can say, if you're not going to get back the shtar, I'm going to get my money back. I'm not going to pay you and have you have my money and the shtar in your hands, because I don't trust you. So he has the right to say, and the Malva can't say, I'll write you a shaver, so to protect you from against me. So the loiva, the Malva needs the shtar to give back to the loiva.
But it's already been paid.
Rashi seems to say that the loiva can say to the malva, if you are not going to give back the shtar, I'm going to take you to Bezin and say to the guy, you're a ganav, and I get my money back. I'm not going to let you keep the shtar and my money. So it was a chiddush because I'm worried they own the money, but if you keep going to hold on to the shtar, I believe you're going to try and collect me a second time. So I want my money back and then play the game somewhere else. But I'm not going to allow this. So the malva must give the shtar to the loiva. So he, even after he pays, he needs the shtar to give to the loiva. Otherwise, the loiva will be tovei his money back. And Tanna Kamma says he'll write him a shaver. So he doesn't need the shtar to give to the loiva. Rashi brings the gears all the way around, which makes it easier because it uses the lots of bitzachis. But Rashi says it can't be because we have a Gemara that Yehuda holds in Kesher and Shaver. Rashi Amar Menashe Tzorach.
But he wouldn't really be tovei him the money. He would be tovei him the star.
Tovei him the star, right. But he'd have a tviya if he could bring Adam that he paid. He would have a tviya that the Malba is. He's trying to play a game, and then we have to, mother shach. If the Malva says, I lost the shtar, the Loiva says, I want the money, then the Loiva says, that I don't believe you, I think you're trying to steal from me. Right. Rav Nation Tzorach, Laharoser, the Balchoiv, Sheni, Dharmale, Chazi, the Gabra, the Para Anno. The Loiva wants to hold on to the shtar as, and she's like, you keep it around lots of pizuchi, so that's not a smart idea for a loiva to use that, because that wouldn't be worth it for him to hold on to a shtar, which might get lost and fall back into the hands of the malva. But he wants to keep it as a way to show that he pays his loans. So if he has to borrow again, he has proof that he's a person who pays his loans. And that's the reason why he would maintain it. That's a bihudah sheet. So Rashi to the second line, the Kuliyamat Tzorach L'Kaimel. V'chol b'porer, b'lei porer mamish kamer. Not like you said that he claimed parati, but rather they actually paid. The b'shtar m'kuyim, in the case of the star, which was validated. The Kuliyamat also lisho is star peruah. Nobody, you're not allowed to maintain a star peruah. Malva cannot keep it. So Rashi says, the Malva not allowed to keep it, lots of piece of hisay, because it's also to be masha star peruah. Okay, so what in the world is the machlokes? Welcome to Kesher and Shaver Kamefug. Yesh Gersim Tanaka. No, there is a Gersim Tanakama Sabra and Kesher and Shaver. Al Shtar Perua. That this is not the Gersim which we have in the Gemara. There's a Gersim which says the Tanakama holds and Kesher and Shaver. Shata Matsurichoi, Lishmar Shaver Menach Borim. That means you're putting a burden of responsibility on the loiva that he has to hold on to his receipt and from the damages of the achborim, etc. That you cannot force him to do that. So you have to give it back. He destroys it, and the malva is not allowed to keep it. So it's not considered improper to hold on to the shtar to use as a bottle stop, because the labor will have a receipt. So that would be the nice pshat over here in the Gemara. So according to Behuda, it's still usable as a bottle stop, etc. Rashi says no, but that's a nice pshat, but v'lohi, that can't be true. Chada kimin the osur lishos shtar perua. If you tell me before we hold osur lishos shtar perua, so then even in this, because al tashkem menach v'olecha avlo, so then the loch is even. I feel like it is shayver nami osur lishos shemen ya'aved shayver b'zeh chayzer b'kaber boy. One day he walks in the shul and says, "You know what happened last night? And flood in the basement. All my documents got damaged." The guy Malus says, "Oh, gavaldik." And he collects again. So we're not, the Isser of the Hashos Shaperu applies even though he has a shayver. That's number one. But the Rabbi Yehuda ain't kaisin shayver. Shemina lebe ba'abasa. Rabbi Yehuda shita is ain't kaisin shayver. So you can't send me over here pshat Rabbi Yehuda's kaisin shayver. That's not going to work. Itnan mishapara mixes chayvay. Person paid back part of the loan. So what do you do? So if you remember Yachloif, you have to exchange the shtar with a different new shtar for a different amount for the loan. And Rabbi Yosiyomer Yichtev Shaver. Rabbi Yosiyomer says, no, you don't rewrite the shtar. You just give the loiv a receipt for the amount that he paid. So the Malva will now bring out the shtar later on to collect. The loiv will bring out his shaver and say, yeah, but I paid half of it. Behuda does not want to rely on a shayver. Behuda says that the loch is you must exchange the shtar for a different shtar. Therefore, the Rashi says the correct years of the Hocher Gosin and Tanakama Sever Kaisman Shayver. He holds you do write a shayver. Vachikamer Mishapara Loiva Bahitzia Malva B'Shabbos is Potter. Shenat Tzorach Loiv. The Malva has no need for it because he cannot keep it to use for any purpose. V'amrit, maybe you'll argue, Kima the Roy Lutzah Bisudisoy, who the boy Adure Leloiva, the Leloiva says, I would like to have it back because I want to use it as a bottle stop. The Leloiva will not do that because he's afraid it'll fall out of his hands into the hands of the Malva again. So the Leiva has a right, the Leiva wrote the shtar, the Leiva pays for the cost of the shtar, and therefore the Leiva theoretically has a right to say, if you want the shtar back into the bottle stop, he has a right to get it back for bottle stop. So the Malva still is required to give it back to the Leiva for that purpose. The answer is the Leiva will not do that. Minami Leiva Maharale Malva, so the Leiva says, well, I'm not going to pay so you gave back the shtar. No, even the Malva will not give him the shtar. The Leiva does not mind. The Malva, the Malva will write a receipt. So the Leiva gets his receipt, and Tanakam holds Kaiser and Shaver. So we can force upon the Leiva the acceptance of the receipt in lieu of giving back the shtar. So the Malva has no need to give the shtar at this point in time to do anything. He doesn't have to give it back. He doesn't have to give it back for the purposes of payment. He just gives the Leiva a shayver. So the shtar really is worthless at this point in time. And the Malva is not allowed to keep it to himself. So basically, you destroy the shtar. We heard a sarein kaisim shayver. He has a sarach who hamalva. It is a sarach to the Malva. The boy adure, he has to give it back to the Leiva. If the Malva does not get back the shtar, the Leiva says, I want my money back. And it's not right that you should have the money in the shtar. So the Malva says, I'll give you a shayver. No, says, no, you cannot make the Leiva hold on to a shayver. So you have to give the shtar back if you want to keep that payment. So the Leiva can be the Leiva is tevei of the Malva, the shtar. So the Malva, the shtar still worth something to the Malva. Rashi Amar, Futaka should see a loiva. Cases where not the malv is carrying it out, the loiva is carrying it out. Mahut sarach loy the kamer. What's he going to do with it? Vare loy lotzer. He won't use it as a bottle stop. The mishum steam is Pete's luchas to cover the mouth of the bottle. Loy mashile. It's not worth it to hold on to maintain it. Shami yobel de hamal because they're afraid it might go back to the mouth. So what is the reason why a person would maintain ishtar even after it's paid? He wants to hold it to show the other people which have debts on him. To be able to praise himself that he pays back his chaybis. Okay. It's interesting. I also assume so. The language of Rashi does sound not like that, but I think you probably could fit that into Rashi's lashon also. The shabbat lechavis means the ones which will be in the future. You know, shah usually means like, you know, you think it's a picture like the other ones that he has right now, as opposed to the ones which he will have. But Rashi sounds like the case was that he had other bali lechavis and they were pressing him. He says, "Listen, you see, I pay my debts. Give me some space. You see, I paid this one. Don't worry, I'll take care of it." Or kelasu is kameis. The Mishnah said that the or was the amount of or that you need to make a kameis. Boy mine rabba mirab Nachman. How much the or become? What does the share of a person takes out? Or now Rashi points out that he knew the Mishnah, but the point was he wanted to raise a few questions. He started out with the question, well, this, what's, so that's that, we know that. What about this, what about this, what this? And so he's presented in that form. It's interesting Gemara to do like that. I'm going to kid it now. Or Kedei Lassus Kamei. The Shear Or is Kedei Lassus Kamei. Okay. Hama'abdoi Bekamo. So a person now, the Shear, what is the Shear for the Melacha of Ma'abed? So Gemara says, Omalei Loshno, no difference. If that's the smallest amount of ore which is usable, so if a person would be ma'abed that amount of ore, so now he has usable ore which he can use for a kameya. So that's the smallest amount that you're going to use ore for. That's the shear that the malacha of ma'abed of the tanning process would be chayv. Then he asks him la'abdu b'kama, if he has ore which he's planning to be ma'abed and he's moitzi it, what's the shear for that type of ore that you're not ma'abed yet? So it's not ore yet, really. You can't use it for the kameya yet, but you're planning to ma'abed it. So how much this year? Amalei lishna. Also no difference. So that's why, you know, Rabbi started with the given. The Mishnah says X. What about this case? What about this case? And he says there's no difference. We know Tamra. How do I know that if the final result this year is X, therefore the processes beforehand, the year is also X? Where do I get that concept from? Kiritnat. And Mishnah later on says, Hamalabein, person does the malacha of washing out, bleaching the wool. Hamanapates, the combing. Atzeveya, the dyeing. Vatova, which is the spinning. Shi'uroi, kimaloi roichiv hasit kofel. Is the shear of the width of hasit. Double. Now, a seat is the difference, the distance between your Oma and the Etzba and the Oma. So twice that. That's the size of the shear of a thread. So the amount of wool which you would need to bleach to make a thread that long. The amount of wool that you would need to dye to make a thread that long. That's the shear of the chiyuv. Because the shear of Urig is Kamala Rechabasit, actually the gear says without kofel. Alma, what do you see? Kima de la Tviya koi, Shiurai Kitovi. The shear for Tviya is Kamala Rechabasit kofel. Therefore, so when you have the finished item, the shear is, or you have the making the finished item, the shear is that amount. So therefore, the amount that you're going to bleach and comb and die is going to be that amount also. So over here also, if the shear of the final ore is that amount, so the ore which you're planning to be ma'abed and the ore which you be ma'abed, the shear will be that amount also. So Chanami came to La'abdikoi, Shirai came Ubud. Then he asked him, Mishalola Abdoi Bikama. Let's say you have ore which you're not planning to be ma'abed. What in the world is, what's its shear? That's also the shear is that amount. You're telling me there's no difference in the case of Mu'ubad and Shein Mu'ubad? Eisvei. Hamoitzi Samonim Shruyim Kedei Litzvoya Bohen Dugma Le'ira. Samonim which already are soaking, which are ready to be used as a dye. So they're in their vat, in their container, ready to be used as a dye. So what's the shear for chiyuv of that? For hitzoah of that amount of samonim is the amount which you would be able to use to dye a dugma le'ira. So dugma is you want to use it as your sample to show. Dugma is an example. Right? You want to use it as a sample to show somebody. And the shear of a dugma is the amount called le'ira. Now, what is le'ira? Again, I don't think I have the picture perfect, but the shuttle which is used to hold on to the so you would the arev thread which you so you have this long thread. So how does it work? It's you would wrap your Orev thread around a reed, which is hollow. You would have a shuttle, which is which made oval, which had a rod down the middle. You'd put your hollow reed on top of the rod down the middle, and you would have an open, and you would snap it in place inside of the shuttle. You have an opening at the end of the shuttle where the thread would come out. As it goes through, the reed would roll around and let the thread out. So you put it through that hole, so apparently you would stuff up the hole partially that it shouldn't be too loose, that the thread should, or that the either that the rod stays in or the thread stays. I'm not sure exactly why you stuffed it up, but you would stuff it up over there. So the amount of material which you would use to do the stuffing, that's called the era. Okay, so that's the shear for dyes which already have been soaked. Vilu b'samonim she'enim shruyim, but you have dyes that have not been soaked. Items which are used for dyes, but they have not been made into dyes yet. But they're used to create. You know, you cook them in water and you create a dye, but you have not done that yet. Tanan klipei egoizim klipei rimonim. So estis and pua, which if you ask me exactly what these things are, I can tell you two of the four. So the shell of the nut, the shell of the riman, and stis and pua were things which used for dyes. The shear for chiyuv is kereli tzvoya bohem beged katan lepisavcho, is the amount which you would make this small garment lepisavcho. So savcho is I'm not sure if savcha is over here to be used like the woman's head covering. Savcha just also mean like a netting. So sometimes you would put, they would make the netting, they would leave a window in the middle, and they put a little bag or something like that in the middle, little piece. So that amount of bag you'd put in piece savcha, that's the amount of dye you would need to dye that piece of wool which you put as in pisavcha, that's the shear chiyuv. That shear chiyuv is more than the shear of dugma le'ira. So we see the difference between dyes which are soaked already and dyes which are planning to soak. There's a difference between a case of ore which is not mo'abed and or which is his mu'ubit. So the Mor seems to be asking on both the case of or which you're not planning to be ma'abed, even or which you're planning to be ma'abed. So even though you see by Tviya that the shear is similar, but you see over here by other things that the shear is not similar. So how do you know that by or that it's similar? More answers. What's the pshat? Why is it two different shiurim? They answer the fish and terech. Once you have dyes made, you might take a little bit out and use it for X. So that amount is chashuv. But you're not going to go through the whole process of making dye just to have that small amount to make a dugma le'ira. So before it's a dye, the amount of some which is usable to make a dye is not going to be that minimal amount. You'd make a dye for a larger amount. And that's why over there it's different. So you're going to have to argue, Mashenka, about the case of ore. It is kedai to ma'abed, but that amount of ore for the purpose of making a kameh. Which you'd have to argue that Malab and Manap, Seveya, etc., the shear of doing the Maisa, you will go through the process of being Malab and your wool in order to make a thread this long. You would do that. So therefore, you're Chayv and Malab and to make that amount. Okay. Marsh Kasha, Berez, Aron, and Gina, the same type of Kasha. Seeds which you're going to plant in the vegetable garden. Makamim this arino tanan before you plant them. Mishnah says aronigina is pachas mikagurgus. The shear is less than a kagurgus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Vizher Omer chamisha, it's five seeds. Okay. Vila boshad this arino tanan. Mishnah says that's the shear for hutso. Zevul v'chol hadak, manure or the very fine sand which is used for the purpose of helping the things grow. Kelizabo boy klach shal kruv divir bekiva. The amount you would use to be able to fertilize or to put on top of around one kruv, which is a type of a cabbage, and one klach, which is one one stem of kruv. So it means one seed's worth, really. One seed produces one shechayv on one. The ribakiva chamar mekela zabel kreisha. The amount you need to be mezabel your kreisha, which is Rashi says is kaflut, which some type of vegetable. So you see that the shear before you plant it is greater than once it's planted. We look at each one as its kosher by itself. Before you plant, you need, so the her one seed should be kosher. No, you need more than one seed. More answers again. To go through the process of Zriya, you're not going to carry out one seed just to go through the whole process of Zriya. You're going to carry a few seeds. Well, once it's planted already, so, zevel, to carry out zevel for the purpose of the seed which you have not planted yet, you're right, you're not chayim on that small amount. But once you have a thing planted and growing, you will carry out zevel for that purpose, that size. This is more goes to one more similar type of question. The hare tit, by tit, we find the shirmer difference. The mekame de ligbele, before you mix the tit, Tanya, we have our Mishnah Marucham Rav Shimon, Mimotzi Shevchon, Shasun Rabim, Shashurim, Berevius. We have the Bryce which says that the Shir of Shevchon is a Revius. Avin and Boa, we asked Shevchon the Maichot, what do you do with Shevchon? Vomer Mirmi, the Gabba Behenes, the tit, we use it to make tit. Vilo Bosa, the Gavle, Tanya, but once you have tit already, we learn tit. How much tit is he chayv on its own? Telasis behen pikur, which you use for pikur, which is less than a revius is worth of water. So you see that the amount of tit you need to carry out water of a revius to make a lot more tit than once you have tit to use. So the before and the after are different shiurim, not like you, Rav Nachman, said. Hasanami kiramoran fish ein adam tereach legavels a tit lasses by pikur. Once you have tit, you might use some tit for purpose X, but to go make tit for that purpose, it's not worth it for you. So therefore, the chiyuv beforehand is going to be a larger amount. See Rashi. The boiler mi boy mine hanach bai achronais. So he wants to ask other questions. Boy mine ha lavagav the misnisin he. So he asks his question, even though he knew the answer to Mishnah, but he was leading up to the next question. La abid or ha emet la abdoi v'dain loy ibdoi. It became a shir hutzos. If you find him an abid, but you didn't do it yet, what's the shir? So he said the same thing. I'm a lamed zebra person who cleanses the world. Sit kray hefresh etzma me oma, the space between the etzma and the oma, kafel shnei sitim double. Alma kima the menape etzma labin latzviya koi shurei ketzviya. If the purpose is to make a thread, so there's shear is based on the amount of a thread. Shalad abdi eno imen la abid was the locha. So he said the same amount. So he asked the makasha from the klipe by the die. If it's already made to die, the shear is tugma. Klemer mat. A minimal amount, kain shemarin ludugma, that you would show as a sample. Lemer reitzatob is that, is this what you want? And that amount is le'ira, but who kashir ha'atzarach le'ira shalgardi, for the ira of the weaver, listem pi kona shebekoyes ha'orev nesunabai, to seal the reed, the pi kona, which the bekoyes ha'orev is put in. Klibei goysim, klibei lachash al klibei agos, the outer, the wet item, or as opposed to the outer dry shell, but there's a thinner inner shell, which I should say is lacha. Or it means, alternatively, it means some of the nuts have like an outer shell even around that. I'm not sure which one it means. Stis is bishuda, pua is varnatza, pisaf is kufa. They put a bag of MCOs in the middle. That's a greater amount than the shear of Dugma Le'ira. If you're going to make dye already, the amount you would make, the smallest amount was a bag of Pisafcha. Avol, or, but Sir Nachman's answer back. So he will go through the process of making it for the even just for kameyah. So ma'ubid less than a kameyah is worthless, and to be ma'abid you will be ma'abid for a kameyah. So the shear before and after the same. Chamisha garinim, five seeds. In the bus of the zarinu tananda klach echad chosh, one plant is chosh. Kreshes kaflut. So we answer hitting the law. Look, come on, Parker Bekiba, Matarsal Papa. He answers that you're not going to carry it out for that purpose. It's not worth it for you to carry out. Nima Garina. Nima means Garina. Okay. Something more. Toshma. So let's try bring a ride to the Shiloh. Domer Rabbi Chia Barami Mishmei the Ula. Shlesha Oris Hen. There are three stages in the process of making or. No, the three stages, things you can do to ore. The three things are called, the first stage is matzah, they refer to as matzah, bechipa, and diftar. Matzah is kimashmo, it's referred to as matzah, deloy maliach, deloy kemiach, deloy off. It's in the stages of processing the hides. You can go through the process of malicha, which is putting on the salt, which takes out a lot of the liquids and the oils, which so dries it out. It shouldn't be too wet. If it's too wet, it's going to rot. So that's what preserves it. The second stage is then they would soak it in a flour mixture, which would continue to dry it out and affect it. And the third stage was opitz. Rashi says that they would take afotzim, which I usually translate as gallnuts. And they would make some type of a mixture with that, and they would soak it in that. That would further affect it, Usually, office the morse kaseva is used if you're planning to write it on it. So matzah means you've done nothing to it. Like there's like matzah. Matzah is very plain. You've done nothing to it. There's no melicha. There's no kamicha, and there's no a pizza. Mekam shiroi. And what's the shir on matzah? Tanur Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda. Okay, lots of by mishkarlis ketana. So then, at that point in time, what you would do with it is, you would use it as a protector around your weights. You take a little weight and you wrap it up. This way, if it's just the metal itself, so every time it's put on off the scale, it rubs. It'll rub off eventually some of the metal. So you would wrap your metal up in this type of item to protect it. So the amount of to wrap up a small weight. Bekama, which way they're referring to? Amar Baya, river de Pupadisa. So, a quarter, which is used in the city of Pupadisa, that was the size of the weight that they used to already wrap up in these things. That's matzah. Chipa is the maliach, v'loy kemech v'loy ofetz. It had melicha, but not the other ones. That's what or is. Kedei lasus kameya, or kedei lasus kameya. Before you do melicha, it's not considered or yet. Deftera, the melicha v'kameya v'lei ofitz. So now already that you've done melicha and kameya, even though you have the act of ofitz, now you can already write on it's used to write on it's the beginning of the process of making it into parchment. We learned in the Braisa, so you see that before the act of making it, doing Malicha, which is the act of being Ma'abedit, the shear is a different shear than the shear afterwards. The shear afterwards, you told me the shear is Kedlasis Kameya. The shear beforehand is the shear of wrapping around this mashkarlis, which we have to assume is a larger shear. So it's you have a braisa. In other words, this Rav Chiya bar Abba Ami Shenula is quoting a braisa. So it's not like Rav Nachman that they're the same shear. Rant says, Hosam Bibishula. Over there, we're talking about a case where it is still wet, it's still fresh the way he took it off of deflated it off the animal. So you can't do ibud to it yet. It's not even ready for ibud, and that's why the shear is a larger shear. Once it's ready for shear, ready, so then the shear is smaller. The Mora says, okay, different kasha on Nachum, but Tanan, Mishnah and Caleb. Habeg and Shlosha Shlosha the Medras. So we have this before us. What is the shear for Medras of Tumas Medras on a Begad? The size of 3 Tuachim by 3 Tuachim. Sak is Dalit al Dalit, 4 by 4 Tuachim by 4 Tuachim. Or is Hey al Hey, the shear for Or. To be Mekabel Tumas Medrash is 5 Tuachim by 5 Tuachim. Mappets made of a reed mat is 6, blah, blah, blah. Ben the Medrash, Ben the Mace. So those, the shear for Medrash or Tumas Mace also, the shear is 4 by 4, 5 by 5, 6 by 6. But if a Tanya Lov, there's a price, it says, I beg it, Vasor of a Ha'or, Kishir Latuma, Kachir Lohitzah. So you see the shear hutzah is 5, a piece of bag of ore, which is 5 tvachim by 5 tvachim. So we will argue that case over there wasn't ma'ubit, and over here it's ma'ubit. But you see, ena ma'ubit is not the same as ma'ubit. In other words, otherwise we have a steer between that shear and our shear. So the answer is that was before ibut. Fine. Good day. But the shear before even after shear are different. Some more answers. Hahu berkur tuvla. If your intention is to use it to use it to make it harder, which is then it's usable for sitting on, etc. And there was a difference in the process, how you would process it. So then the shear is a larger shear. Rashi Matlik and Mashmo, third white line. Shein lo shum tikkun. Like matzah, that's what it means. You have not done nothing to it. Just a very basic item. Kemiach mashan so bekemach ma'im. You let it sit in kemach ma'im. Of its masakin or so beshkikas haflotzim. You take haflotzim, you grind them up, and do a process to them. Kemashores and kan. We do this beshkikas klipe eres shikaron tana. They would take the bark of an eres tree, of a cedar tree, which and you would grind it up. And make some type of a mixture and soak it in it. I'm assuming that I know some trees actually in their bark is tannic acid. Probably that's where the word tanna comes from. The word tannic acid comes from the word tanna. So that was called that was the name of the bark or something. Ukamish Yuroi, Utsar Shabbos is ribbit the ribbit the pumpadisa. Riva litra shal pumpadisa, a quarter of the litra, which is the pound, the weight of a pound in pumpadisa. Derech aserchim lotzer hamishkelus shal erforis. Their weights are made out of lead. Lead is soft; it can rub out. So they would wrap it up. Kadesh latipokes. They shouldn't wear out. Fisha matachas nishkakas tomid. It's constantly being rubbed on, it will naturally wear out, then you'll lose some of the weight. So the shear of a kameh is smaller than the amount you need to wrap the mishkalas. And writing the get on it is the basic get, minimal get, mikir adin, is basically you get. The phrase "Rezim Tersachal Adam," his and hers name. The people sign. They put a date. So once it's already roy for writing on, that's the shear. Tanimius, I'm a shear. The animal ubit is nafish. The shear animal ubit is larger. Answer: Bishulah lach. It's fresh. Kamoi shehuchet has been flayed. Kari bishulah. It's referred to as bishulah. Why is called bishulah? Loshim bishul shulach. When you cook something, it's wet. The point being, the katei lechazal ibud. You can't do ibud yet. Avayavish, once it's starting to dry, chazal ibud, you can do ibud, became the chazal ibud, have it move it, the shear is ki ibud. Shloisha, shloisha, tumas medras, avalamaga, the Rashi points out the shear for tumas maga by a baggit is not three tzvachim, three tzvachim, just touching, the tumah by touching it is shalosh, shalosh, three etzbos, behen etzbos, three by three etzbos. Kashir l'tzor Shabbos, almas dein ma'ubid is chamisha tvachim, meaning if not ma'ubid, the shear is five tvachim, and masnisin muki b'ma'ubid. So you have to say that mishatoma case is not ma'ubid, our mishatoma case it is ma'ubid, and you see they're different. The answer is b'rikot tuvla. Mevasha b'roischim, you would cook it in hot water, u'miskasha, and it would harden, leisha would love to use for sitting on, u'lukasos, zlupkos, or to cover your tables, your small tables, they use it as a tablecloth. Shakaran push tavlil. Umitris, you put it on as the bed, the shulchan, to make a bed, shulchan out of it, so you would harden it beforehand. So if it's hardened, then the shear is five by five. Okay.